Comes to corporal punishment, you referred to a law, but I would like to know what have you done to disseminate this law? Is everyone aware of it? Is it enforced? How many prosecutions have there been under its auspices? My second question concerns exploitation, abuse, and incest. I'd like to know if you have heard of any cases, how have they been dealt with, and what has happened to the perpetrators? Have they been punished? Now, when it comes to traditional or harmful traditional practices, I'd like to refer to child marriage. I'd like to know, first of all, what is Costa Rica doing to assess this situation, and what measures have been taken in cases of early marriage, child marriage, that is to say, but also when it comes to female genital mutilation, which often leads to obstetric fistula. I'd like to know if you're doing anything to correct fistula. Now, rehabilitation and reintegration, you have referred to outreach centres. Do you refer to medical matters for a girl who's been the victim of rape? I'd like to know if that is something which is dealt with in these outreach centres, and how is it done? Do you have skilled staff? Do you have specialists, including child psychiatrists, to provide support to these child victims so that they can be reintegrated and rehabilitated? Now, when it comes to the hotlines, I'd like to know if you have a child hotline. How does it work? Do you have staff to manage such a line? And my last question concerns the budget. You refer to the current budgetary situation, but I'd like to know what's led Costa Rica into this situation and how do you intend to react to it? Because you have a very large number of projects, but if you haven't got the funds for it, how are you going to address certain situations? Thank you very much, Chair. Thank you, Ms. Ahuasuma. I would now like to give the floor to Ms. Hasova.
Thank you, Chair. Very good afternoon, as I'm taking the floor for the first time.